Country Bob FM.
It is the Bob Almanac. A couple of texts in. Somebody texted in that crock pot idea for heating a room. Sounds like a crock, according to Joe from Ham Lake. But that was he sent that in after I already used that line. But he may not have been listening. So we'll still give him credit for the originality there. For originality, I gave him a 31. That's from Putting on the Hits. Remember that? Alan Fawcett. And here from Danielle in Plymouth, Terry. This is outstanding. I'm getting a little verklempt here. Terry Train is a treasure. Thanks for having our Hall of Famer on the air at Bob FM.
Danielle
in Plymouth.
Who are you?
Oh, I was going to say she's a personal friend, sending in something like that, like a friend or a neighbor or a relative.
Well, she's just, or a liar. She's a liar.
The Bob Almanac, brought to you by American Pressure, huge inventory of pressure washers. You ever use pressure washers out there at the...
Are you kidding?
At the orchard.
We use one of those.
Yeah, American Pressure. Huge inventory of pressure washer parts and accessories. American Pressure ships the same day, and their service techs come right to you to get your machines fixed and work the way they should. American Pressure in Robbinsdale. Go to AmericanPressure.com. Spray it, don't say it. We do have an almanac salute here today for a former professional wrestler.
And I'm going to tear the whole town down. They know I'm coming in town. I'm coming in for one thing and one thing only. That's the business. Because I plan on coming there. I'll take it up where I left off last time. Because I'm going to have him down. I'm going to take his little head. And I'm going to slap him around. And I'm going to kick him. And I'm going to bite him. And I'm going to knock him out to the floor. And he's going to beg and scream for mercy. And I'm going to give him mercy. Because I promise the people.
He is talking about taking care of Princeton's own Bob Backlund. That's Big Bad Bobby Duncombe.
Oh.
Former member of the Heenan family, a lot of time in the American Wrestling Association. He's going to come to town and he's going to whip you in a Texas death match, Terry. How would you feel if somebody challenged you to a Texas death match?
I would go down. I would go down like a ton of bricks before he even touched me.
He was from Texas, and he said he was from Texas, so he has a Texas death match. He was a one-time AWA tag team champion with Blackjack Lanza, also of the Heenan family, but he passed away late last week at the age of 81. He had a son, Bobby Duncombe Jr., wrestled as well. He died like 20 years ago, sadly.
I love the Texas Tornado.
Yes.
He'd swirl around with his fringy.
Indeed.
I got to announce one of those.
An AWA wrestling match? Yes. Was it AWA?
And I had to go in the ring. I had to dress really nice. I had to wear heels and, you know, dress up.
Right.
Very, very
business-like. Did you get involved? Did you hit somebody with a chair or anything?
I'm going to say this. Those ropes, they're really hard to... They're heavy duty.
Yeah, they don't have as much give as they look with these big 350-pound bodies. They make it look kind of easy as far as how much give there is.
It was really hard to get in there and get out with a dress on. I'm going to say that.
I bet. Without having an embarrassing moment, I'm assuming. Who was your favorite AWA wrestler? All-star wrestler of all time. Obviously, you must have followed it a little bit.
Well, I loved the Crusher. I loved Vern. All the, you know, the Claw, Baron Von Raschke.
Jake the Milkman Milliman.
Yep. The Undertaker. Was he AWA?
Sodbuster. The Undertaker was WWF.
The Bushwhackers.
That's WWF.
Oh, okay.
They came after.
They were fun.
Yeah. Let's get into it. Monday, January 26th, 1875, our patent of the day, the electric dental drill, was patented by George Green of Kalamazoo, Michigan. Oh. Great Kalamazoo. What a blue-collar town. And how would you like to be the first person that was the patient to undergo the fear of having the electric dental drill first being used on them? What's this thing? What are you doing? What are you doing? What's that?
I
could just imagine that. I guess they would probably put him under.
As a kid going to the dentist, first time I remember, he said, "Sit down and shut up."
That's my kind of dentist right there.
Remember the little bowl with the swirling water?
My dentist would slap. I remember him slapping me because he gave you the laughing gas, and then I started getting goofy, and I remember him slapping me.
We never got the laughing gas. We just got the Novocaine.
Yeah.
8,000 inch needles.
1973, this date.
Put a Tic Tac in your mouth and get up out of line.
It's a clean first explosion of me.
Tic Tacs were introduced this date, 1973. They're still out there today, and they're still potent.
They're good.
They have that strong mint flavor, and on Seinfeld, somebody used it to tell you when the sidler was showing up. Somebody was sidling, and they continued to move around. It just happened that the guy had bad breath, too. So that was in 73. How about 1974?
Oliver, take my word for it. There is no such thing as a jinx.
We think it's good luck to have you here with us.
I thought so too, but there sure is a lot of evidence on the other side.
Cousin Oliver made his debut on the Brady Bunch. You knew they were near their end.
Didn't like him.
That's them jumping the shark, played by Robbie Rist. Cousin Oliver. You know, they had two options when a show is starting to tank. They all of a sudden get desperate, and they usually bring in a cute kid, they have a baby or something like that. They had two options to improve the ratings with Brady Bunch in 74. One was to bring in a new kid with the bowl cut, looks like a miniature John Denver, Cousin Oliver, or have Alice in a bikini. I think they chose wisely.
I would have taken Alice.
You would have.
I couldn't stand that kid.
The best episode is when Cousin Oliver and Bobby thought that Sam the Butcher was a double agent.
I think that's
when they locked him in the cooler at his butcher shop.
Sam.
Well, so, Cousin Oliver. Forgettable, but still memorable.
Yes.
Memorable, right?
I mean, he reminded me of the great Gazoo on the Flintstones when they brought him.
Harvey Korman. That's what they did. That was jumping the shark.
I didn't like it. Yeah.
And then, of course, the actual jumping the shark was the jumping of the shark on Happy Days.
Absolutely.
1978.
Playing Hungry, Hungry Hippo.
Hey!
Hungry, Hungry Hippo.
Hungry, Hungry Hippos is the name of the game. And whosoever hippo gets the most marbles wins.
Playing Hungry Hippos.
Hasbro released Hungry, Hungry Hippos on this date. They had so many other animals to pick. Hungry, Hungry Aardvarks. Hungry, Hungry,
possums.
Hungry Possums. Yes.
They still make that game?
Well, they better. If they know it's good for them. I don't know if Hasbro still owns it. They've probably sold it off.
Did you ever play the game
Mousetrap? We had that. Yeah, but we never played the game. We just made the Mousetrap, but never actually played the game.
To set it up
we just
was
set it
hell.
Up. Yeah, it was.
Ridiculous.
I'm sure today's kids couldn't figure it out.
It wasn't as much fun to play.
They would be demanding video games and YouTube videos within 2 minutes.
Yeah, for sure.
1978. And then 1998, we got this.
But I want to say one thing to the American people. I want you to listen to me. I'm going to say this again. I did not have sexual relations with that woman, Miss Lewinsky.
That's what he said.
He
it came out.
Say that.
He misremembered.
People might have thought it was his wife.
Yes. That was the 5,374th lie told by a politician. And since that date in 1998... there have been 4,764 lies told by politicians since then.
He should have just sold T-shirts and made billions.
Yeah, if he was smart.
Yeah.
Trump would have done that.
In
he knows how to monetize
age,
things with watches and stuff.
He could have done it.
So that was his date, 1998. Monica Lewinsky, that whole thing was heating up. Let's get into birthdays now today.
I didn't quite copy that. Say again, please.
Right.
I said everything was A-okay.
Yeah, well, duh. That's what I thought you said. He said everything is A-okay.
From the movie The Right Stuff, the man who played Alan Shepard, Scott Glenn, 87, with some colorful language there.
Yep.
He was getting nervous because he's about to go up into space. His name was Scott Glenn. Which was kind of funny because John Glenn was in that movie too, I think, right? There was a character playing John Glenn. And then you had Alan Shepard in the movie being played by Scott Glenn. But there was Sam Shepard who played, what's his name? The speed of sound guy, Chuck Yeager.
Wow.
So why didn't they have Scott Glenn play John Glenn? And why didn't they have Sam Shepard play Alan Shepard?
They should have.
So that's he was also like the bouncer on Urban Cowboy. He was in a lot of movies, the Bourne movies. Scott Glenn is 87.
He's 87?
Having searched my conscience and my files, I cannot contend that I have always been right or wise, but I have attempted to pursue the truth with some diligence and to report it, even though, as in this case, I had been warned in advance that I would be subjected to the attentions of Senator McCarthy. We shall hope to deal with matters of more vital interest to the country next week. Good night and good luck.
That is David Strathairn. He is 77 today. I don't know how he didn't win an Academy Award for playing Robert R. Muro in that movie, Good Night, Good Luck. What do you think?
I didn't watch it.
No?
I didn't see it.
It's pretty good. They did in black and white for the effect. And that way they could use some of the old historical footage of McCarthy and some of the other hearings and things that took place. But David Strathairn is, he was in some of those Bourne movies too. We got Bourne all over the place.
And that name just trips right off the tongue, doesn't it?
Strathairn?
Strathairn. It sounds like you're saying it wrong.
I probably am. Anita Baker.
Oh, she was so good. She was huge for a while there. Nothing
else can compare. Smooth R&B. Anita Baker. 68, the great one, still holds some records. Number 99, Wayne Gretzky.
Oh.
You see him on some of the NHL broadcasts now as an in-studio analyst. Wayne Gretzky, 65. Are you going to say something about Wayne Gretzky?
Never mind, it was stupid.
Okay. From the rock group Cinderella. To say that he screams when he sings is probably an understatement. Tom Kiefer, guitarist and singer, Cinderella. Remember Cinderella?
Oh, yeah.
Don't know what you got till it's gone. It's another one of their songs.
Hair band.
Big time hair band. I don't know how he still has a voice. I assume he still does. He's 65 today.
Presidential fitness test. Our great president, Ronald Reagan, along with the predator himself, Arnold Schwarzenegger, care enough about you to demand physical excellence.
Technically, Arnold wasn't the predator. He was the prey.
Nobody cares, Goldfarb.
It's Goldberg. It's literally...
He was the coach on the Goldbergs. I thought he did a good job. The actor, Brian Callen, was coach... what was it? Muller? Coach? I can't remember. He is... 55 here today. Our rapper of the day is Alonzo Gorillazo Mathis. His rap name is Gorillazo, and he is 43. You may remember him from Boys in the Hood. Remember that?
Sure.
Gorillazo.
I saw the movie.
Is 43. Yeah. And Manti Te'o. He was the football player when he was in college. He got duped by a fake girlfriend. These, I don't know if they were friends or I can't remember, the teammates made him think that he was texting with a girl and it was them. Remember that? Manti
yes,
Te'o?
I do remember.
And then he went on to a pretty good NFL career. He played 7 or 8 years and he's 35 today.
That's all he is?
Yeah, 35. Terry?
It's like so long ago. Okay, these people would have celebrated birthdays on this day. Former First Lady Julia Dent Grant. Born in 1826, she was the wife of the president, Ulysses S. Grant. I can't picture her.
Would you want to? Some of those those first ladies from that era, it's hard to tell them from their husband sometime.
Former U.S. Army General Douglas MacArthur, born in 1880.
That old soldiers never die. They just fade away.
They do.
That was
according to MacArthur.
Very beautiful. Actress Zara Cully, born in 1892. She's best remembered for her role as Mother Olivia Jefferson on The Jeffersons.
Wait, Mother Jefferson. George didn't mean what he said.
I'm sorry, Louise. I'm going. George, I used to die for you when you were a baby. You were a mess then, and you're still a mess.
She was good as Mother Jefferson.
Oh, she was. That was such a great show. Oscar and Emmy Award-winning actor Paul Newman, born in 1925.
Butch Cassidy's Hole in the Wall Gang struck
Butch Cassidy's Hole in the Wall Gang, that's me.
Idaho Bank of over close to $20,000.
You want Harvey to do your planning for you? You want him to do your thinking for you? You want him to run things?
Outlaws with them on their
you can shut up now, News.
Oh, not yet till I get to the good part, Butch. Also known to have participated in the holdup are Flat-Nosed Curry and News Carver. I just loved reading my name in the paper, Butch. Okay.
You know, in that scene, Lurch is in Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid.
Oh, what's his name? Ted?
Ted Lindsay.
Ted Lindsay.
Isn't that him? Is that him, or is that the guy that played Jaws?
I don't know.
In the Bond movies.
Ted somebody. But anyway.
Richard Kiel is the guy who played Jaws. Richard Kiel. Okay. I think I broke his freaking neck.
Well, he won the Academy Award for The Color of Money, took the Emmy for the TV miniseries Empire Falls. His other credits were Road to Perdition, The Verdict, Butch Cassidy.
What about his salad dressing?
His salad dressing.
His race car driving.
The Sting. HUD, Cool Hand Luke, and Cat on a Hot Tin Roof, which was a very steamy movie.
How about Bob Uecker?
Hello again, all you Wahoo maniacs. This is Harry Doyle welcoming you to another edition of Teepee Talk. Hey, in case you haven't noticed, and judging by the attendance, you haven't, the Indians have managed to win a few here and there and are threatening to climb out of the Sutter.
We just lost him last year, just a bit outside. Tried the corner and missed.
Yep.
So many good lines from that movie.
Great lines. He's best known for his work on the Bud Light beer commercials and his role as George on the television show Mr. Belvedere. Film critic Gene Siskel, born in 1946, the skinny one.
Listen to him talk about Fargo here.
Yeah, well, I'm going to make the same call here now in March.
Okay.
Because there won't be a better film than this. I mean, this is, you called it a masterpiece. Mm-hmm. I'll go out on a limb and say that too. And I want to even go further and say this, that the Coen brothers, now if you look at Blood Simple. Mm-hmm.
He knows his stuff.
Yeah.
Siskel and Ebert.
That was a good show.
They were the best. It's best having two people doing reviews like that, because then they can bounce off each other, and sometimes, you know, two thumbs up, one thumb up, one down, you know, they can disagree.
And they were kind of odd, you know, the artsy kind of, I liked it. It was different. Van Halen guitar legend Eddie Van Halen. So sad. Born in 1955.
He's one of those guys, when he played his guitar talked. And it cried, and it laughed, and it yelled, and it moaned. And of course, this is the Eruption that would then go into You Really Got Me. But I don't have that part, because we don't have time. But,
he
lost him way too young.
And his son is very, very good.
Wolfgang?
Very, very good. Yep.
And now they're all
gone, but not forgotten.
Neil's staff forgot a couple here. His staff struggles with classic country artists and with wrestlers.
I thought I'd wake you up. Listen up.
Dave and Sugar. Yeah, are you familiar with Dave and Sugar? I'm knee deep in loving you. And
is that to me or is that a song?
It's a song. Golden Tears. And of course, Queen of the Silver Dollar. Dave Roland, who is Dave of Dave and Sugar, he went through like about a dozen Sugars. Going with Saccharin.
You know that happens when they age.
Yeah, it is.
They replace the woman to make them seem younger.
Peaches and Herb, another example of that. Yep. Dave Roland, 1944.
What would happen, say, for instance, if Hawk and Animal, if you were to be the final two men in the ring at the end of the Battle Royal, how would things shake
up? Just one way to sum that up, Mean Gene.
Road Warrior Hawk.
Oh, they were so
Michael nice. Hegstrand. He was Hawk. And, of course, his partner is Animal, Joe Laurinaitis.
They used to come into the station.
Yeah.
So
they were
fun.
They were from here. They were Minnesotans. They were AWA. They were all over the country.
Yes, they were.
And, of course, Mean Gene there as well. Nobody makes more cameos on the Gons But Not Forgottens or the Almanac than Mean Gene Okerlund. So Hawk of the Road Warriors.
Did they start Zubas, or were they part of that whole thing?
They were. They were wearing them.
They were wearing them.
They
I don't
were
know
wearing them.
Actually made them, but 19, that was that whole time. I think 80s?
19
early 90s?
Yeah. 1957 for Hawk, and now they're all gone, but not forgotten.
Yep.
All right, a Bobathon coming up, brought to you by Logan Companies, Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing, and Ramsey. We'll cram as much music in here as we can. Joe Diffie, John Deere Green. How does that sound? Or Gretchen Wilson, Terry, you can go with Here for the Party.
Oh, got to go with Gretchen.
Well, you haven't heard
Party Day. It's a Monday.
You haven't heard the third option,
though.
Oh,
sorry.
Shania Twain, Honey, I'm Home.
I'm going to go Gretchen.
Okay.
WQPM, Princeton, WLKX, Forest Lake, KDBG, Albany. KDBG.